Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Mihana ka koutou whakarongo mai nei ki te reo o te hiku o te ika. Ko tāku kei runga o te waia i tēnei wā. Taku manuhiri ko Andrew, a tēnei is the Children's Commissioner. So without further ado, ka pōwhiria mai i kiuta. Nō reira, kia ora Andrew.
Tēnā koe, he pai ki te kōrero i a koe i tēnei rā.
Ai, kia ora, e mihana. Mō tō tūmanako kia puta mai te reo Māori i te wahanga tuatahi. It's just mihi to you, Andrew, making it the first language you have introduced onto our airways is te reo o te rangatira, which is this program. Anyway, however, in saying that, you know, all respects when due, and here we are. Andrew, you are the Children's Commissioner, Andrew, and to what I believe, you are an ex-judge also?
Yeah, in fact, I was a district court judge, I still am, and was principal youth court judge for 15 years. And in that capacity, I made many trips to Kaitaia and sat in the court and met some of the community groups. So I look forward to being up there again tomorrow.
Oh, that is so wonderful, Andrew. And I see here now is that you are the Children's Commissioner. Okay, can you walk us through that new title? When did you get that title and what it entails, please, Andrew?
I got the job about 3 years ago. It's an independent, I guess, watchdog and advocate for all New Zealand's under 18-year-olds. That's how we define children, under 18. That's about 1.1 million, maybe a quarter of the population. It's a big group without a voice, certainly without a vote. My job is to, I guess, put under the microscope what's happening in New Zealand with children and young people, to draw that to the public's attention, to the government's attention. In particular, I'm the monitor, I'm the watchdog for Oranga Tamariki. So I've got a job to look at what's going on there and to assess the policies and practices and to bring that to the government and the public view. Also got a job to hear from children and young people themselves. What are their issues? It's a great job. It's wide-ranging, challenging, full of responsibility, enormous opportunity at this time in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Kia ora, Andrew. Respect that wholeheartedly. Nā reira, mihi ana mō tēnā. Of course, that is actually so true, is a lot of our youth, they have been portrayed to be seen, not heard. And it's good to have somebody out there,
correct,
regardless whether you're Pākehā, Māori, or whatever, however, somebody that's able to audit, as you've already portrayed, watchdog, what these government departments are doing, whether they are doing what they are portrayed to be doing, or otherwise, and you are able to then hold them accountable for what they are supposed to be doing for the youth, regardless whether they are Māori. Is this just for Māori youth or all youth under the age of 18?
All youth. That's about 1.1 million children and young people. It's a big group. So it's every young person and child in the country, and I'd like to think they have in me someone who will listen and to fight hard for them and advocate hard for children's issues. Mind you, some of the 15, 16, 17-year-olds are pretty good at speaking out themselves, and that's got to be encouraged, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as you are there, you were and also still a court judge for youth. There was a new kaupapa that was started. It's going up to 2 years now where they had a child youth court that went up to the age of 16, I think it was, Andrew. And what happened there was, I asked the question, what happens to the 17 17-year-old before they turn 18? Do they now become an adult at 17, go through the adult system, or are they still acknowledged as 17-year-olds and still only to be, if they have to appear before a judge, still in a youth court, not an adult court?
Yeah, that's a good question. For a long time, we excluded 17-year-olds from our specialised youth justice system. that all changed actually in July this year. And most 17-year-olds are now in the youth court system. They are held to account there. A very few are dealt with in the adult court. I hope we can get to a stage pretty soon where all 17-year-olds are in the youth justice system. But yeah, we were behind the rest of the world for a long time. But this year, we made the change. It's working well. I'm no longer a youth court judge, but I keep an eye on things, of course. Court isn't perfect, but it offers a much better solution than the adult district court response. And we've done a good thing to change the law in New Zealand recently.
Absolutely. Very well put, and I hold that, you know, I respect that wholeheartedly. However, in saying that, changes are being made, and it has been openly stated by some politicians. I don't know whether you'll agree, but however, has openly stated where the justice system, which is in this country, is not only broken, but it's also flawed. Is that a true comment to be stated?
Yeah, well, I heard the new Chief District Court judge say that on TV last night. That's what we are hearing, where a lot of people are dissatisfied with the process. They feel shut out of the process. Sometimes it may not be so much to do with the result, but they feel locked out of the process. They don't have a voice in the process and feel marginalised from it. That, for instance, is why the Rangatahi courts, of which there are about 16 around the country, were developed, where young people can go to a marae with a judge and elders using marae resources to supervise the family group conference plan. It's why we have drug courts. It's why we have homelessness courts. The justice system is working really hard to accommodate those issues. But from my perspective as children's commissioner, the more rangatahi courts we can have and youth drug courts we can have, in a sense, the better. But that'll be a decision for the justice system as a whole. But all the reports, all the feedback is, with massive numbers being sent to prison, over 10,000 in prison, with a strongly disproportionate number of Māori in that group, everyone's saying we can do better. And I think that's the challenge, especially with our under 18-year-olds.
Aye, kia ora, Andrew. You know, this is actually awesome. This has been a long time coming, and to have a judge so freely open to speak about the justice system they have been sworn to actually uphold. Last but not least, Andrew, is it true to say that we do have judges within the justice system, regardless where they do sit, no names, that do come with a personal agenda?
Well, now you're outside my jurisdiction. As children's commissioner, I'm looking at under 18-year-olds. I'm not now a spokesman for the justice system. Better I don't go there. What I can say is, children's commissioner, my agenda, and I'm coming to Kaitaia tomorrow and the north, to hear from children and young people, to hear their issues, to give me some grassroots feedback as to what they think are the big issues that face them. And I want to report back a little bit too as to what the government's doing, to let them know that there is hope. The government has been listening. There's a new child and youth wellbeing strategy. We've never had one before. The world has never really had one. Countries have talked about it, but we've done it. I think it's a good first step. So we came to Kaitaia last year to ask in detail what were children and young people's issues. Now we're coming back to say the government's heard, it's taken into account. This is what they've come up with. What do you think?
Oh, Andrew, that is so awesome. That itself wasn't a ploy to actually to see whether we could, you know, corner the justice system. That wasn't the intention.
I know that.
That wasn't the intention. However, your response has been noted, and it's honourable. The least I can do is say it has been honourable, and the changes that you have brought to the table for the youth are absolutely outstanding. Nā reira, Andrew. It's been nice having you on Te Hiko o Te Ika. Nō reira, look forward to seeing you.
Kia ora. Kia kiti anō.
Kia ora, Andrew. Atawa.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o Te Hiko o Te Ika. I o te kaumā whetu i ra tahi te iarere.